study to the way of Moshe Cross.
Good morning, Rabbi Yisai. I've chosen a topic which was a Shaila Halacha Lemaisa, happened in our neighbourhood in Gateshead, probably can happen in Manchester as well, that suddenly electricity failed in the whole area. Ever happens here? Unfortunately, Gateshead, whenever it happens, it's always Shabbos. I don't know why. But anyhow, as it does, they were up eating, perhaps in the future it shouldn't be that way. But in the winter, so what happened was, so my whole block, suddenly at 4 o'clock, just when Shabbos came in, suddenly everything failed. It was just 10 minutes before Shabbos. People had the chance to make some plans. But basically, from about 4 o'clock, no electricity, nothing, no light, no nothing. So, Baruch Hashem, I'm old-fashioned, still have a gas flame, so it wasn't so gefährlich. But I still had a Shabbos urn, electric Shabbos urn. But my neighbours, they wanted to know, they had hot plates. So what's the Shaila? Shaila is azai. Everything went off, yeah. The Meister, the electricity board, put it back on 2 o'clock in the morning. Okay, the Meister have to be very careful, just a safety issue. My neighbour, two doors away, they put a towel on the hot plate. Before they went to bed, at 1 o'clock, put a towel on the hot plate, and then suddenly woken up by the smoke alarms, because when the electricity went on at 2 o'clock, suddenly the things went on, the hot plate went on, and the blanket, what was it, there was a tea towel, caught fire. Baruch Hashem, everybody was okay, it was just the Eivish Adobke heat with the smoke alarms. Okay, it's just a practical warning. But Shaila, Halachic Shaila was, they wanted to know, what's about the cholent for the next morning? Or the hot water for the next morning? What's the nidan? What's the shayla? What's the shayla? I'll just explain what happened the maisa was. That obviously, as everybody understands, if there's no electricity, then everything goes cold. So by the time we got to 2 o'clock in the morning, 8 hours later, the hot water was cold, the cholent was cold, and what's happening is, it's heating up again. It's heating up again. So, could there be any halachic issues? Could there be any halachic issues? Anybody, any suggestions whether there could any be problems halachadic? That's right. That's it. They didn't do it for Yidden. They did it for themselves. They didn't do it for the Yidden. That's true. I'm not worried about the fact that they do a job for you. The question was, is there a problem? Well, liquids go cold, yeah. Yes, therefore, what's the problem? Huh? You can't what? Eat it or heat it? Reheat it, yeah? Okay, that's true. That's true. Yeah, you can't, that's very important. You can't, if it went cold and you took it off, yeah, and put it back on again, even when it's still cold, you can't do that because you're causing reheating. You can't reheat. You can't heat up, especially liquid food, which has gone cold. We say, yesh bishul acha bishul. It's called bishul. Yeah, but the problem here, the issue here was not taking off and putting it on again. Everybody just left it on the hot plate, left it on the cooker, wherever it was. Everything happening on its own. But there is a question. Question is, Fanan Adin of Simin Reishon and Gimel, a din called Shehiya and Chazara. So I'll explain these dinim Bekitza, and then we'll see whether it's pertinent to what this particular nidun was. So in Simin Reish Nun Gimel, Sif Aleph, it says, you may not leave a pot on the fire before Shabbos, unless the Mechaber holds has to be fully cooked, and there will be no improvement which will occur by stoking the fire, the stomach v'ra'aloi. You can't put a half-cooked food on the fire, says the Mechaber, unless you do grufa v'ketuma. Unless you cover the fire, we know nowadays is a blech. Mechaber brings Mekilim, and the Ramah says that our minig is lahokel, that we rely on the second shitta, which is Chananya, in the Gemara in Shabbos, who holds that once is hischil nisbashul in Higiyah Lamaichel ben Drusoi, once he comes to the Machel Drusoi, I don't know why this robber became so famous that he's named in Gans Shas and in Shulchan Aruch, but he was ben Drusoi, he was a robber. Yeah, and he would not have time. He was very busy with his abbot. He didn't have time to eat his food properly cooked. He was so busy. And so he only ate it when it was a third or a half cooked, Michael ben Drusoy. So it's nechal bedoichek, and once that's occurred, zokt the machabin the tzeita shita, and that's the minig, Ramah says, that once that's happened already, it's no problem leaving it on the fire. You don't need to have a covered fire, you don't need to put a blech on. That's the minig. Mishmura says, l'chatchil yishbi machme, l'chasn is not so sure about it. Akoponim, that's the ikah halacha, that once it's machal ben drusoy, a third or a half cooked, you can leave it on the fire, no problem. Yeah, that's the din of shihia. Okay, now let's go. The din of chazor will come to soon as the din of sif beis. The vayla din of shihia. You can't leave something on the fire. So lechoira, you have to be done here. Azoy. Let's say my shabbosin, right? It's got an electric element at the bottom, and it's got no blech on it. There's no blech. It's not grufa ketuma. Why can I leave it on the whole of Shabbos, always, every Shabbos? Because it's a special. Michael ben Drusoy, and Chatchili should make sure it's completely cooked before Shabbos. If not, then you can't take out the water from it, because you're causing it to get cooked quicker. It's cooked completely. The Cholad Deis is absolutely no problem, generally, on a normal Shabbos. However, on this particular Shabbos, Pashas Miketz, Chodek Nisht, which Pash it was, everything went off. So the water got cold again. So perhaps you could suggest that there's an Issa Shehiya when the electricity goes on again later. So now, since the water's gone cold again, and we paskin that once water goes cold, you're not allowed to heat it up again, because it's called, we hold Yesh Bishul Acha Bishul, even though it's been cooked already. But water, once it's gone cold, there's an Issa for you to go and cook it again. So perhaps it's Asa to leave it where it is, because it's like putting something on the fire before Shabbos, which is uncooked, which you're not to leave it on. So the Issa, perhaps there's an Issa for me to leave it on. Yeah? It sounds a bit of a chiddush to suggest such a thing. But are you with me? Oh, you have to be done about this. Yeah, first get the problem straight. No, well, if you repeat the problem. The problem could be, again, just as if I would put an uncooked urn of water on into my urn before Shabbos came in, and I would leave it there, and switch on the fire before Shabbos, and leave it there. It's uncooked completely, not even Machal Ben Drusoy by water. It's not clear what Machal Ben Drusoy is. Pashas is Yad Seledus by, whatever that is, also unclear, 45 degrees perhaps, 70, various shurim. But certainly, if it's cold, it's absolutely asa to leave the water on in the Shabbos and before Shabbos. Yeah? Even though you're not doing any maisa. That's the chiddush with shehiya. Yeah? Shehiya is to leave something on without doing any action. You put it on before Shabbos. There's no action done on Shabbos. But it's to leave it on. So in the same way, you could suggest, if the water goes cold in the middle of Shabbos, so I'm starting again from scratch. I've now got a matzav where I've got uncooked water, because it went cold again. Yeah? Yesh bishul acha bishul, meaning that even though it's cooked already, yeah, it can be recooked. It's not, you look at it as if it's raw. So therefore you've got uncooked water in the urn, and the urn is not, it's not a covered flame, it's not grufa ketuma. Might be also to leave it there. Okay, that might be a svara. It might be a svara. It's a chiddush to say that. The pashtus is that since it's on the fire now, there's a problem. Yeah. What would you do, lemaisa, to alleviate the problem? It's a bit difficult. What can you do? Pour out the water, then your whole urn will break. If you get a goy to take out the switch, derech remez, ichveis, tell him. That's the question. So the halacha is it's okay. Now, why is it okay? I mean, it's not clear. You won't find this mufurish anywhere. I mean, not in the Mishnah Berurah, this case. But if you put together the various svaras, we can l'choy work out that l'choy we can be makel. Oh, the first svara is the svara which I just mentioned, that even though we paskin that yesh bishul acha bishul badovalach, meaning, just to get this point clear, if you have a cooked kugel, which goes cold, yeah, there's no bishul to reheat it. Ain bishul acha bishul. Once it's cooked, it's cooked. But whereas a liquid, chicken soup or a cholent with liquid inside, or water, yeah, even though it's been cooked, but once it's got cold again, it's lost the koyach that it had, and now you start again. And yesh bishul acha bishul. However, there's a question whether is this. Firstly, it's a machloikas. This thing is a machloikas, or rishonim. This point where the yesh bishul acha bishul b'dovelach. Yeah, the meister, the machabe is machmir, and the machabe says yesh bishul acha bishul b'dovelach. That's in Shin Yud Ches. The Ramah says that we hold an interesting pshara. We hold that even though it's gone partially cold, it's okay. As long as it has warmth to it, and you'd enjoy the warmth, it's not clear exactly what that shear is, but definitely, says Ramah, it doesn't have to be the shear of Yad Seledus Boy. Yad Seledus Boy, which is according to Machaba, Yesh Mishal Achabishal, with Allah Chumras, has to be properly hot. Yad Seledus Boy. Ramah says, no, as long as it's a bit hot, it's good enough. Now, what's Pshat in that then? So Mishabru and Morgan of Rome, they hold the pshat is that we choishesh, we hold yesh mishalach mishal min ha-toira lemaisa, but still there's a kula that if it's, even though it's gone cold a bit, but since it's not completely cold, it's muta, it still retains the old koyach ha-bishul. That's how the Mishabru and Morgan of Rome live pshat. The Chazanish says, that's not pshat. Pshat is, the me'ikah din, we hold aim bishalach ha-bishul. Means even though it's a liquid, we hold that those who shown him, the Rambam, other is showing him that even though it's a liquid, Rashba, others, we hold that yeast, that we hold even though it's a liquid, ain't bishul acha bishul. There's no, you can't cook it. Once cooked, it's always cooked. Yeah? Ice gone cold again. Shaitin Drosh Haran, that once, that it's not the water, once it's cooked, and we've even know this, once water is cooked, it's not the same before it's cooked. It's not pshat that when it's gone cold again, it's lost its whole koyach. It's lighter on the stomach. Cooked water retains its koyach habishul. So the fat's gone cold. It's like a kugel. Ein chanam a kugel has gone cold. But lemaisa is cooked. The potatoes are now cooked. So the water as well. In lemaisa it's different. It's better water once it's cooked. So we hold that it's cold. It retains its din bishul, and you cannot. You're not chay from shum mevashul when you recook it. Yeah. Why are we machmir? Why are we machmir that if it's completely cold we don't allow it? That's a chumrah. Zal the Chazanish. According to the Chazanish, the water in the Shabbos urn, since it's ready mavushal, ain't bishul acha bishul. So there's no bishul. And even though we're not talking here about bishul, we're talking about chash. You might turn up the water to make it hotter, but the Chazanish vice does that if you hold ain't bishul acha bishul, then there's also no gezeira, you're going to reheat it. Since it's called cooked, there's no problem you're going to put it up. Since it's called cooked, there's no, we're not choshes, you're going to put up the fire. Yeah. That's one nekuda. So that's one svara lahokel, kunt the chazanish. Another svara lahokel is. Huh? Ramah learns pshat and chazanish. And the chazanish learns pshat and Ramah, I mean. No. Oh, kunt mishabur, that hetter wouldn't apply. Yeah, kunt mishabur, that hetter wouldn't apply. Mishabur, that hetter wouldn't apply. This hetter wouldn't apply. However, there is another heter. The Chaznish says, it's move from the Chaznish, that even if you hold that yesh bishul acha bishul, even if you hold that there is issa bishul on something which is already cooked, nevertheless, says the Chaznish, that here we're not talking about doing bishul. The electricity company, they made the thing heat up. We're talking here about a gezeira of shehiya. Now, why were Chazal goyza on shehiya? Why did they say you're not allowed to leave a pot on the fire on Erev Shabbos? Yeah, you're not actually physically doing any cooking. Yeah, the whole reason why you can't leave a pot on the fire Erev Shabbos is Shema Yechata. Means you might stoke up the fire and make it hotter. Because you want it, because you're interested in having this thing cooked, and therefore you're going to stoke the fire. That's the whole reason why you can't leave something on the fire. That's why Visnech, Redi Machel Ben Drosoi, which is ready, you could B'doichik eat it. So you're not so tempted to raise the fire. The whole Issa Shehiyah is not a question of Bishul. The whole Issa of Shehiyah is a Cheshash, you might come to stoke the fire and be over Meleches Havara. You might come to raise the fire and make Havara to raise the fire. What's the problem with that? Why are you going to do that? Because you want to have a nice cooked meal for the Shabbos meal. That's why you're going to do it. Says the Chazanish, even if you'd hold that yesh b'sholach ha'bishul, meaning you hold that you can re-cook something which has gone cold, which was hot, and there is bishul, but there's no shem yechata. This is a different din. The shem yechata, to stoke up a fire in order that I can have it for my Shabbos meal, again, I haven't got a temptation to do it once it's cooked, even though it's gone cold again, but that main temptation, the main yitzahara, a person would come, perhaps to forget that it's Shabbos, is only when the thing is totally uncooked. But if it's already been cooked, even though it's gone cold again, and even though we hold that there is a yesoid of bishul on something which has been cooked already, that's bishul, but shem yechata nishdo. There's no shem yechata. That's what the chazanish holds. And then that's what the chazanish, there's no shem yechata that you'll stoke up a fire. So Meil, in this case, Mikoyach, these two svaras, yeah, there's no problem shahir on this water, because this water was already cooked, then it went cold again, and therefore there's no problem either because ein bishulach bishul, like we said, you can't recook cooked water, and even if you can recook cooked water, nevertheless, the Chazanish says there's no chashash shem yechata. I'm not cooking it; I'm just leaving it on the fire, and there's a chashash I might come to stoke the fire, raise the knob in order to make it go hotter, but I'm not going to do it since it's already cooked. That's the second svara. The Maisa is a chiddush, this Chazanish. Yeah, I didn't do the cooking here. The electricity company did the cooking. I'm not doing anything. I'm not touching it. I'm doing nothing. I'm just... It doesn't matter. It's get out to cook on its own. The issue is for me to do it. The whole problem is a chashash, I might come to stoke the fire. And since it's already cooked, it's already got a different taste already, like we said from Joshua Saran, it tastes a bit different. You're not tempted to raise the fire in order to make it, in order to be cooked. Kudrachaisa, yeah. Why? No, there's new heta of Kidra Chaisa, new heta. Yeah, no, but if it's but that doesn't matter. Kidra Chaisa is a special heta. The Maisa, there's a third svara lahatir, which Mr. Mankov mentioned. There are riots, the Megillah Sefer, a very good Sefer in Hilchas Shabbos, a Heintiger in Eretz Yisrael. He wants to be medayik from the Ramah that the whole concept of Shehiyah we only find if it's done on Erev Shabbos. If you leave something on the fire on Erev Shabbos, not cooked, then we find a musig of chashash shem yechata. But if something was put on Shabbos onto the fire, like this case, on Erev Shabbos everything was kosher lemahadrin. Now what happened was on Shabbos some problem occurred. It's as if it was put on Shabbos, as if it wasn't physically put on, but it's as if the thing was put on Shabbos. We don't find shehiyah if it's put on Shabbos. It brings rise to it. So mikol halein, because of all these svaras, in the chayra there's no problem bechlal. However, you could still be done the very same question, you could be done to Asa Mikoyach Tzveita Svara. You could suggest that perhaps there's another reason to Asa it, right? We just spoke about Reish Nun Gimel Sif Aleph. In Reish Nun Gimel Sif Beis, there's a din as called Chazorah. Kira Shi Grufa Ketuma Akira, which is grufa ketuma, covered fire, we know as a blech. Most poskim hold that hot plate as well, which has only got one setting, and you put it on the end, you don't put it, even without a blech, it's called grufa ketuma. Most poskim hold it's like grufa ketuma, it's a heker. The fact that the hot plate is miyuchad, dafka for heating up. So if it's grufa ketuma, that means it's got a cover, either a blech or a hot plate. Says the Mechaber, "V'not l'kedira me'olau, fidu b'shabbos mutar l'achzir." You're allowed to put it back. There's no issue to put it back as long as it's covered. There are a few rules you have to know. You can't put it down on the ground, etc., etc. Every house man and housewife should hopefully know this yesod, that the rules and regulations with regard to taking things off the fire. A kopponim, what it says here is in the Mechaber, that kirishi grufa or ketuma, it's covered. You can see from the Mechaber that if the flame is uncovered, you take it off, you're not allowed to put it back again. Even if the kedera is totally cooked, Even if you've got a das to put it back and all the tanoim you can possibly think of under the sun, it makes no difference. Since the kira, the stove is not grufa ketuma, there's a new issa called chazora. Yeah? This is unlike what we said in Sifalef. Sifalef, we said if it's partially cooked, it's muta. Here we don't allow this. It's not allowed. Even if it's completely cooked, it's still osa to put it back. Why is it more chomor? Why is putting it back on Shabbos more chomor? It's doch nishkan bishul over here. We're not talking about bishul. It's ready cooked. What's the issa? So the most poskim, Rashba, most Rishonim hold the problem is nirakim avashil. It looks as if you're cooking. Not everybody knows the status of your pot, whether it's hot or it's cold. Not everybody knows. It looks as if you're cooking. Shmura brings from Rabbeinu Tam, Sifa Yosha, Shama Yechata. You might come to stoke the fire. Why would you stoke the fire? Completely cooked. Why should you stoke the fire? Because it goes cold. You take it off the fire on Shabbos. It goes cold. It might not go completely cold, but it might go a bit cold. So you might be tempted to stoke it. So even if it's completely cooked, there's a gezeira that you're not allowed to put it back to an uncovered fire. This is the chumrah of chazorah. So just a bit clarify, Nochamol, there's a din shahia. That means if you don't put it on Shabbos, you put it on Erev Shabbos, you don't do any action on Shabbos, a din shahia, and that we can get around by making it nispashal, if it's completely cooked, or even kamaychal ben rasoi, takes away the problems. On Shabbos, if you put it on Shabbos, it's more chomor. And there's a new chashash of, if it's not grufa ketuma, you're not allowed to put it back on Shabbat, even if it's completely cooked. Now, this takes a bit of time to get your head around this one over here, but l'chayra we could clear that when the water, what was the case again? The electricity went off before Shabbos, and 2 o'clock in the morning, the electricity goes back on again, and my cold urn starts heating up. And we said already an urn, electric urn is not grufa ketuma. And the same could apply if a person had a pot on a hot plate, which had a few settings, or he had it on his electric cooker stam. In many places are not grufa ketuma. Yeah? So we just explained that there's no problem of shahia. The fact that it was left on, we're not worried about it. It was cooked before Shabbos came in. Nothing to worry about. But do we have to consider, perhaps, this is a question of chazorah. Chazorah. Perhaps it's chazorah. Because if you think about it, when the electricity was off and everything went cold, it was off the cooker. There was no cooker. The cooker disappeared. Yeah, electricity went off. There was no cooker. So now, when the electricity goes back on again, right, it's now gone back onto a kira, gone back onto a stove. Because for those 8 hours, there was nothing, no heat. It was off the stove. There was no stove at all. The stove disappeared, kilu. Now it's going back on the stove. So there's no difference between me taking a pot and putting it on a stove, or the stove coming and landing under my pot. Now what we're going to say, like Mr. Adam is suggesting, I didn't do an action. Now is that clear? If a chazara, what if a chazara happens on its own? Suddenly from heaven, a pot landed down on top of my kira, and is that chazor? Chazor only if I do a mice, or even if it happens on its own?
That
what?
If it's like the Rabbani Tam that we're phrasing, we never got the fire, then it doesn't make a difference from where it comes. If the problem is that it looks like I'm cooking,
Kenzain? Very good. Kenzain. Then here's the shaila. Shaila is, if what was if a chazor happened on its own? I'll tell you where it's brought down in the poskim, the shaila. The shaila is if a goy puts it on. That's brought down on the poskim. If a goy takes my pot, I've got a stove, no blech, a goy comes, takes the pot off, puts it back on again. No bishalakum, it's cooked already. It's cooked. Goy takes off, completely cooked. He takes off, puts it back on again. What's the shaila? He did it. I didn't ask him to do it. He did it on his own accord. Off and put it back on again. What's the shaila? I mean, the shaila is whether I'm chiv to take it off. That's the question, yeah? Because if it's also to be on, then it's a chiv to take it off. So Moshe Mishbura says, if you left something on the fire before Shabbos, uncooked, then you have to take it off. When Shabbos comes, you have to take it off because it's also, it's the issa is to be on the fire, not to put it on the fire. So if there will be an issa, if a goy puts on, means that perhaps it's called chazorah, therefore I'm chiv to take it off. That's the shaila. So the mice, this nidden is a machlokes haposkim. No bishulakum here. Mishmur brings azay. In the end of Rishon Gimel, he says, Primogodim clears, this shamamish is very important, aloch lemaisa. This can be aloch lemaisa. If a person has no blech, if a person has a blech, and you put it down on the ground, for example, in the case where you can't put your pot on, a person had no blech, or he had a blech, and he took his cholent off, and put it down on the ground, and he was Messiah das, and then suddenly, and then somebody, a visitor comes, knocks on the door, and he wants to put the cholent back on, he can't. But yeah, not this was S, and yeah, Nishkat can cholent, and his knees, the cholent, a Shabbos meal cholent. Can you get the security guard to come and put the cholent back on? Yeah, because the din is, Shvus to Shvus, but Mokka Mitzvah is Mutter. You're allowed to tell a goy to do Melacha the Rabbanon for the sake of a Mitzvah. So what's called a Tzerich Mitzvah? If you haven't the main part of your Shabbos meal, you don't have cholent using the main part of the Shabbos meal, so you'd be allowed to ask a goy to do a Shvus Shvus Mokka Mitzvah. Can you ask the guard to go and put the pot on the fire? Is that Mutter?
Give him a plate of
chalent,
it should be alright.
Yeah, you think so? Could be. Can you ask him to put it on the fire can you ask him to put it on the fire? Is that mutter? So, l'chayr, we would say yes. What's the issue to put it on the fire? Shvus to shvus, to put it on is a drabonon. It's a chazorah. I'm not allowed to put it on the fire, but he's a goy. So, it's a mirel akum is a drabonon. The whole putting on the fire, even for me, is only a drabonon. It's a chazorah. It's for the sake of a mitzvah, through the Shabbos. You haven't got your main. The main course of the Shabbos meal, the chayy should be mutter. A mutter shvus shemakom mutter, and makom mutter is mutter lechayy. So Mishabura, the Bealoch, and the Rishon brings the Prima God and clears about it, and he brings the machloikas. The Mishabura brings the machloikas, the Bealocha, and his masik makom makom neir yishismach olav the tzerich Shabbos lehakul bazer. Mishabura Bealocha says he could be making tzerich Shabbos. Kumskin the Chazan ish, so the Chazan ish. What's main thing? What's the pshat? What's the whole problem here? Chaznish is going with the chash chitoy. We said there's two pshatim. Chaznish seems to be taking on the main problem of chazar is that the pot will go cold and I will heat up. When I put it on, I'm going to heat up the fire because it went cold. I'm desperate for my heat. So if it happened on Shabbos, putting on Shabbos, so we're choshesh that you can heat up the fire. You're going to stoke the fire. For the chaznish, even if a goy puts it on, we're not, forget the issa of putting on. The issa is to have it on. The issa is to be on the fire is a chashash. It won't help you, Amir el Akum, if the goy put it on. Even if it falls on from heaven, there's no difference. The fact is, even if a monkey put it on, it's on the fire, and this thing went cold, so there's a chashash, I might stoke the fire. So Chaznish holds, is choylik on the Bealach. He holds, lechumra, that if this happened, he says, certainly you can't ask a goy to do it. And even if he did, you have to take it off according to Chazon Ish, because the chash chitoy, because since you might stoke the fire, yeah, like we said on Shabbos, if a messing around with the fire occurred on Shabbos, if something happened on Shabbos, the pot got put on the fire, then there's a chash chitoy, and that is lav davka b'shas I put it on. So it doesn't help to ask a goy to do it because it's of it to be on, because there's a temptation for me to. The issa wasn't on the mice of putting on. The issa was on the being on the fire because it went cold. I might come to heat up the fire. So Kunda Chazanish is a problem.
Heated up before you realized.
If once it's heated up, it could be smutik, there's no point. There's no chash anymore. So, but you never know how hot. It doesn't go into detail, Chazanish. He certainly says also to get a goy to do. That's what he's talking about. And later on, he doesn't speak so much about taking it off. He says to get a goy to put on is also. That's what he talks about.
You take it off your hot plate.
According to the Chazanish, it will be also. According to Mishur al-Maisa, we can be making like Mishur al-Maisa. Most poskim are chulik on the Chazanish. The Chazanish is kashas on the Chazanish. The Maisa al-Locha can be making zayin if necessary. If it's gone completely cold, Mishur speaks about it. Yesh bishul b'dovalach. He says, Efshe b'mokum tzorech godol. So that's the question of bishul already. Yesh bishul b'dovalach. There, again, he says, Mishabura says, even if it's gone completely cold, there's also makom lehakel lemaisa, because especially with the other chasanish, the mishlish, mishlach, 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 is only drabonon, even completely cold, also makom lehakel. It has to be for a Shabbos meal.
Oh.
No, because I'm talking about ainu grufa ketuma. Let's say, I'm talking a case where zicha also for me to put back. So the question is, in that case, you could clear that when you're talking about this case, this scenario we had, where the water, the electricity went off, and it came back on again on Shabbos. Yeah? Now what happens is, L'chaira, this is like the case of a goy putting a pot on Shabbos. The water made contact with the new stove, with this new heated up element, 2 o'clock in the morning, made contact on its own, but it happened on Shabbos. According to the Chazanish, if something happens on Shabbos, it's called Chazor. Even if I didn't do an action, even if it happened me'elov, since Lemaisa, this thing was off, and it went on Shabbos, and here it won't help you the fact it was cooked already beforehand, yeah? The whole Eitzah we said, remember we spoke earlier that there's a problem, we suggested there should be a problem of Shehiya, that I've kept something on the fire uncooked. That was a new Issa of Erev Shabbos. And the Issa of Erev Shabbos, Shehiya, leaving on the fire. We said, if to leave something on the fire uncooked is a problem. Now that we solved by saying it's cooked. There's no problem. But this problem of Chazorah, that means something which has been put on the fire on Shabbos, if it's put on its own on the fire, Shabbos, also called Chazara, would be a problem. Because here there's no Eitzah. You see, for the Machab, even if it's completely cooled, it's also a problem. Since the Chashi went cold again. So according to the Chaznish, this might be a problem. No, but it could be, if you know it's going to happen, you know it might happen, you tell a goy to take out the plug before it happens, so you shouldn't be over b'shoki, if it is there. No, but you know it's going to go on later, so you should get a goy to unplug it before you go to bed, and make sure to take off.
You didn't have anything you drink it or not?
Huh?
If you didn't, it's half in the morning,
you can't drink it, because it's also, it's something, if you did a chazor, a shia, b'shoki, you can't drink it later. If it happened b'issa, even b'shoki, you're not allowed to drink it. The ma'isa, al halacha, we don't have to be choishes for chaznish. Firstly, Mishabura and is Mishabura and the Primogodim, the choilek chaznish for the chaznish. They hold that this is only if you do a ma'isa. He didn't do a ma'isa. If it's okay. And secondly, there's a raya from the chaznish himself mentions the svara. There's a raya from the Ramah that if when the pot was put on the fire by the goy, it was completely cold, that means not the pot was cold, but the stove was cold, and only heated up later, that's even better. That's not even Chazara. That's even better than Chazara. That even the Chazanish, we mask him over that. Chazanish himself mentions the story, if Peshas, the water, if the Chum and the Chazanish, the Ikka talking where, like we had earlier, the stove is on, and the pot is off, and you get a goy to put it on the stove. But if the stove is cold, and you get a goy to put it on the stove, b'shas, the stove is cold, and then it heats up. He's talking about a case where another goy comes and heats it up later. The Chazanish also masks him, it's okay. So this case where it was heated up, where b'shas, the thing is put on, it's cold, I think even Chazanish might be makel, it might be masking him, it's mutter.
Why did the Chazanish make him such a case?
Because that's a hinichem erev Shabbos, ayin shom, is that the anish b'rav zev shehiya, this... This is a great sugya. It's a vice from the Chazan Jesh. He reads it, he says, that's far, because it's a furish from the Ramah.
If you try and go off in the middle of the night, you try and go cold in the morning, and then in the middle of the night, your hot plate goes back on again, you try and go hot, child's morning, you can eat it, no problem at all.
Yes. No problem at all. Okay, I'll just be Masak, I'll just summarize what I just said. What the Nidin was a pot with food on, liquid, which went cold during Shabbos, and then went on, then it got reheated automatically. Whether, Ein Chanam, we've got no problem with Bishul, but we were done, whether you're allowed to leave it on, or if you left it on, whether you can drink it later, whether there's a problem of Shehiya and Chazara. Shehiya Chazara means to leave something on from Erev Shabbos, Chazara is to put something on Shabbos. And the question was, just as you're not allowed to leave something on from Erev Shabbos, which is uncooked, so since the water became cold, that's called uncooked, and then you're not allowed to leave it on the fire. And that we said, no, you can consider it as being cooked, and there's no problem. And the other shaila was that perhaps we should look at it as being chazorah. That chazorah, something which was put on Shabbos on the fire, is worse. Even though it was completely cooked, it's still also to put something on the fire. And that we said, that is the only place if you physically go and do an active action, like Mishmur says. The Leikah Chazanish wants to suggest, even if it happens on its own, it's also an Issa. Shkoyach. Hello, Danny. Hello, Ruben. How are you doing, Ruben?
It's good to see you.
Yeah.
Coming in.